We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
We are breaking down all aspects of Yankee baseball. This is the Bronx Pinstripe Show with your host, Andrew Rotondi and Scott Reinen. Let's go.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Bronx Pinstripe Show. Got a little bit of news as it relates to Gleyber Torres. Scott, what is this I have in my hand right here? I'm showing you. This is an audio podcast. I know we do post some video clips, but describe for the people what I'm showing you right now.
It looks like a Gleyber Torres bobblehead pointing at the dugout after he hits a home run.
Yes. I have 3 bobbleheads on my desk, okay? 2 of them are Aaron Judge. 1 of them is Gleyber Torres. And the reason that I have a Gleyber Torres bobblehead is because at one point in time, he was good enough to get a bobblehead, okay? Shitty players do not get bobbleheads handed out at stadiums. Good players, players that you think are going to be with your team for decades, players that you think you can build around, all-star players get bobbleheads. Gleyber Torres was once one of those players, and now it is highly questionable if he is one of those players. Obviously, Scott and I have talked about that, our concerns with him at shortstop. The Yankees, the news this week, Boone said before Monday's game, so shortly after Scott and I recorded, Gleyber will no longer play shortstop this year. He will be moved over to second base. This is a sort of clear his mind sort of thing. They thought there was a lot of pressure mounting on Gleyber Torres, and his defense would certainly indicate that. What are your thoughts overall on this situation? And I guess in general, you know, how do you think this is going to impact Gleyber for the rest of the year and 2022 and beyond?
First of all, I have a Greg Bird bobblehead.
He was once one of those players I described. Did they hand that out at Yankee Stadium?
Granted, this Greg Bird bobblehead is him in a Scranton Wilkes-Barre uniform coming out of an egg, which was so top-heavy that at one point it fell over, cracked the egg, and now it is a Greg Bird bobblehead coming out of an egg with a broken top shell, which is just like, I'm so happy it happened because it's very appropriate. It actually is better now, with a broken shell on the top. So yeah, unfortunately, some of these bobbleheads just don't work out. Some of the people behind the bobbleheads don't work out. Who knows? Maybe this is the opportunity for Glaber. This was something that we had talked about before last episode, really. It was like a, you know, again, we saw another error from Glaber. And it just got me thinking of like, okay, what is he at shortstop? Like, don't they actually know what he is at shortstop? And pretty much, like, this is what he's been at shortstop when he's there. He's not, it's not different. It's not like, it feels different because he's not hitting. I think that's a big piece of this. Feels different. Feels worse because he's not hitting. And the team is going through such a crazy year of ups and downs that it feels worse than it has been. Not to say that it's good. It's bad. But it's actually not that different.
Well, if your point is that he's never been a good shortstop and hasn't been a good shortstop for this year in the last 30 days, you're absolutely right. But, I mean, look at the plays he was botching. Those are routine plays. That is not a talent issue. He is obviously talented enough to field a routine ground ball to shortstop. That's a mental issue that clearly he was going through, which led to some of those miscues. You agree?
Yeah, I think sometimes injury can start a path that gets you back down a bad road for mental mistakes. And we've Glaber seen that with him and talked snowball. About it with him.
He's had issues snowball on
him. Snobbling.
He's snobbled.
Snosberry?
He's a snobble.
It's a snosberry.
I think it was mounting and it was snowballing on him and he was spiraling. And obviously the Yankees recognize that and are hoping this move to second base takes his mind off things, because when he was just a second baseman for the New York Yankees, he was a fucking all-star.
Yeah, okay, but he was also hitting the ball differently. Like, if we think that, look, if Gleyber Torres all of a sudden goes to second base and knows that he's not going to be going back to shortstop and is just like, he's like, okay, I'm here. I'm at second base. I'm back home. I can start hitting now. I got bigger problems with this guy if that's the case, right? Because if that's what's
baseball players can
needed,
be mentally weak. Okay, we've seen this before.
Move him earlier. Then move him earlier.
Agree.
Do it 2 months ago.
We've seen it's so ridiculous sometimes that we've seen guys literally crumble because they're hitting in a specific spot in the batting order. It's like, oh, he can't hit fourth, but he can hit fifth. It's like, what the hell are you talking about? But then the numbers prove it out. Like, we've seen this kind of crap before.
So, I mean, this is a move when you look at Gleyber Torres going to second base is a big deal because it shifts everything. It shifts everybody.
Everything. It highly impacts the infield.
It moves everything. It puts Gio Urshela, who nobody knew could be a shortstop, 2 months ago, as the quote shortstop. Hopefully he's, you know, healthier than we've seen and than we expected. And they're just, you know, him getting back into the swing of things, jitters and, you know, rustiness. And he can be a shortstop that's not, you know, looking like dog shit. Moves DJ over to third base, potentially. Odor is going to slide back and forth. You know, he'll play second,
maybe.
When's
the last time he played?
He just can fit into one of those two, but that means one of them is not playing. I don't know. It really does throw a whole bunch of stuff into the mix here. And then, you know, looking beyond even this year, which I know we probably shouldn't do that, but let's do that a little bit too. What does that look like? DJ LeMahieu just signed a long-term deal as a second baseman. I understand that he's a flexible player and that's part of his value. And I like that. But if we're talking about a permanent move from someone from shortstop to second base, that greatly affects how you use a guy like DJ LeMahieu.
What if their plan is in the offseason to have Glaber transition to third base? Yeah, they couldn't do that right now because he has obviously played second base before. So this is a much easier move. But like long term, if they're saying, okay, we've got DJ for 5 more years, let's move Glaber over to third. And who knows with Gio? Maybe you have to trade Gio. Maybe, I mean, I'm concerned for this year about Gio at shortstop because we've said for 10 days now he doesn't look healthy. He doesn't look healthy at third base. He's not going to look healthy at shortstop.
I just don't know beyond this year what you're doing. You know, I mean, like what do you?
I don't know what they're doing. They have no idea
because you're moving. I mean, I could argue that DJ LeMahieu sliding over to third base and like having a long-term home at third base could be a good thing and could be a long-term move that could play well. You don't need as much range at third base. He's got a good glove. He's got good instincts. Like I could see that as a good permanent home for him at some point. But that's, you know, that's saying that I would rather do that than have Glaber play a new position. I mean, we saw him go away from second base before. It didn't work out well. Do we want to work through, you know, half of a year of or three quarters of a year if Aaron Boone's here of growing pains with him at third base. No, I don't want to see that. I don't want to see a guy that doesn't know how to play professionally in a position or play that position all year long.
Especially when
he's mentally weak and won't hit while struggling at a new position.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
They don't know what their plan is for next year. I don't think
that's so very clear.
They're not concerned. You can't be concerned with it right now. Like we've said, you got to put the players on the field that are going to give you the best chance to win. I don't think Gleyber Torres being on the field is giving you the best chance to win right now, but at least they're recognizing him at shortstop certainly is not the best chance to win for this year. So we're making a move for the final 2 weeks of the season.
But by doing this, you're also making the move. You're saying, you're drawing a line in the sand. Like Gleyber cannot be your shortstop ever again. It will not be stood for. It should not happen. You're removing him from that position forever.
You're admitting that your plan to move on from Didi and anoint Gleyber the shortstop, at least the part of anointing Gleyber the shortstop, was the wrong move.
So that because you're making that decision in line in the sand right now on September 14th, 2021, that's got ramifications into 2022 and beyond, because now you are looking for, one, a shortstop. Gio Urshela is not your long-term shortstop. You're looking for a shortstop. And someone's out of a job. So maybe it's like we move on from Gleyber Torres after this year. Hopefully he can rekindle some things and hit. But I don't know what you're doing now. I mean, this squarely puts the New York Yankees in some thought that they were already going to be in this, but squarely puts them in the running for one of these big shortstops in the offseason, right?
They'll be mentioned.
Or is Anthony Volpe like an actual thing that people believe in the Yankees organization that's going to come up in maybe towards the end of next year into 2023.
I think they need to decide how close he is and if they actually believe he's going to be a legit player. Because if they believe he is, then I don't know that you need to sign what
but we're in a window. What happened to the window?
Yeah, this window is like is gone? It's one of those old. They need new windows. Okay, they need window replacement. Is what they need. These windows are drafty. They slam shut. Like they are not good windows. These are not double pane windows. They're not whatever those. You're a homeowner too. I'm a homeowner. I don't know what they're called.
I used to sell windows.
They're shit windows. You used to sell windows.
I used to sell windows for Pella. Yeah, out of college.
But I think I just want to look at defensively, because this is a conversation you and I had before we recorded Monday's episode, of course. And I was like, wait, did we actually put that in the episode? Because that would have been super timely. But in his career at shortstop, he's made 43 errors in 2,048 innings at shortstop. I know errors don't matter, but that's a 950 fielding percentage. In his career at second base, he's made 21 errors in 1,473 innings. That's a 969 fielding percentage. First of all, nice. Second of all, that's a much better fielding percentage than 950. It's not great, but it's better. Fewer errors, fewer chances. Second base is a less demanding position overall. In general, you can hide a poor defender at second base easier than you can hide a poor defender at shortstop.
Can I argue against this point here? Because when you're at an easier position, theoretically, I would think that, that clip should be significantly different, but it's not. It's really not. One, you're getting, I don't know what the opportunities are across this. Well,
that's the percentage. I mean, the percentages. It's he's 969 percentage at second base, 950 percentage at shortstop.
Right. I understand that. But like actual volume of like what that means is to outs for the New York Yankees. It's an easier position. There's no doubt. You need less range. It's to me, I would argue that you're getting less volume as well, but you're still actually not that good.
No, I know, but look at these advanced metrics. I know fielding advanced metrics, we have a love-hate relationship with them.
I hate them, hate relationship.
Defensive runs saved, okay? Minus 26 career at shortstop, minus 6 career at second base. That's a pretty stark difference.
Again, there's a bigger range at shortstop. There's better athletes at shortstop. That's going to feel different and look different because of the position innately what it is as well.
The point is not, is Gleyber Torres a good second baseman? The point is, if you're going to put him somewhere, where do you want him? And he hurts you the least at second base defensively.
Yeah, I guess.
He was, according to StatCast, he ranks in the bottom 3% for outs above average at shortstop in Major League Baseball this year. Bottom 3%. So there's maybe one guy worse than him in the entire league. I don't know who it is. But he's, let's just call him the worst defensive shortstop in baseball, okay?
Yeah, top three, bottom three defensive shortstops in baseball. That's where he is. No doubt, that's where he is. When you look at that, that's bad. You need shortstop to be a sure position, one that can field the ball. You build up the middle, just like in football, you build the offensive lines. Baseball, you build up the middle. Your catcher, your center fielder, your infield, middle infielders, specifically shortstop, and pitching. That's what you do. You can't do much when your foundation is crumbling, when your shortstop can't field a freaking ground ball. Can't do much. It's a problem.
Yeah, it was the crushing.
The entire up the middle, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, hold on, because you're going up the middle, don't have a center fielder. Pitching has got one guy, very top heavy over there. Catching, depends on the day. And then shortstop, we don't have a second baseman because our second baseman plays everywhere. So we actually don't have a second baseman and we don't have a shortstop. Very, very foundational, big problems here when you talk about actually building up the middle in baseball. Yeah. Brian Cashman clearly does not believe in this philosophy.
Well, it worked for them in the 90s, I guess.
It did work for them in the 90s, but we're not comparing them to the 90s anymore because that isn't fair.
No, no, no. Exactly. I think Boone's comments, he said, he's such a dynamic player for us when he's going well. I feel like the switch over there might be something that really gets him going. They're kind of just throwing darts at the wall. They're just
because I'm a player's manager, because I get it. I'm a player's manager, man. I'm hip.
I'm happy they made a decision.
Okay? September 14th.
Yeah, it took them way too long, but I'm happy they made a decision because it would have been the wrong decision to just keep sticking Gleyber as the starting shortstop for the rest of the year. Now, what is the right decision in my opinion is this move, but don't play Gleyber every day at second base. He should get a couple days a week. DJ should be playing still a lot there. And then at third base, you can have Gio play third base, but you need to get Tyler Wade in at shortstop because I don't think Gio Urshela is a healthy player right now. Okay, so who's to say he's going to be a better shortstop than what Gleyber has been for the past 2 weeks? That's not a given.
No, it's certainly not a given, especially over the last week and a half of him. He's been downright bad on the field. He's made a lot of plays. I'm sorry, he hasn't made a lot of plays that he normally does make. You can tell that something is going on. And again, it could be rust, could just be him getting back and acclimated to it. But you know, now you're moving him over. I have a lot more faith in the glove that if he's right, then he'll be fine. He'll do the job. It doesn't have crazy range by any means, but he'll do the job. But yeah, it's just Tyler Wade is an actual shortstop. Velasquez, who's coming back up, if he hasn't already called back up, was he called back up for today's game? Is a shortstop, can actually play the position, and gives you a significant range. But yeah, now you're looking at other places where you're filling in. So Gleyber should not be anointed as the everyday second baseman, no doubt. Can't do that. Can't do that today.
We wanted to quickly jump on and talk about Gleyber. Obviously, it was a huge comeback win on Monday afternoon. It looked like they were just going to get trounced. It was 4-0 in the first thing. And I'm like, oh boy, this team is just absolutely digging themselves a grave. They came back and won. Judge with perhaps the biggest clutch
homer. Thank God for the Minnesota Twins once again.
This was the season.
This was playing out as we were talking. Real bad things. If they come in for one day and they lose this game to them, very bad things. But the world corrected itself. Aaron Judge.
Well, this is a week to correct itself.
Run, and you got to win that game. They did it. They did what you said they couldn't do. The drama.
They hadn't done.
But the emotional win, the emotional scenario of them tying the game with an Aaron Judge home run, and then no, they didn't walk it off in the ninth, but they did come back and walk it off. Gary hitting that ball, scoring Gleyber.
This is the week to do it. You just beat Minnesota, a team that you've absolutely stomped for 30 years. Now you've got three against Baltimore, one of the worst teams in baseball. Then you play Cleveland and Texas, two teams who are not going to be in the playoffs this year, before you play Boston, Toronto, and Tampa to end the season. It's these next couple series that you absolutely have to right the ship or your season is over.
You not only have to right the ship, you have to win the large majority of these games because
you need to sweep Baltimore. Yeah. You need to sweep Baltimore, and you need to probably win 5 out of 6 against Texas and Cleveland.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. In order to make any ground up for any, and
in order to make sure that if you
the last win, week and a half matters,
right, and that if you go 500 in that last week, you're still in a position to be in a wild card. Yeah. You can't go into those last series against Boston and against Toronto and have to win all of those games to just make the playoffs because you're not going to do it.
No, they're not going to do it. They're not capable of that.
So you need to win all your games against the crap teams. Okay, that's good.
So you're on you're on with me. Win against Baltimore every time. Right, it's exactly what they should.
They've
be
never
doing
been off every of that. Time. They just haven't done it.
You could argue that their offense is not as good as Baltimore's if you wanted to. You could argue that.
Yikes! That's a big yikes. All
it's right. Actually true, but there's a valid argument there, which is sad.
We will talk to you again for Friday Fives.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to the Bronx Pinstripe Show. Make sure you find us on iTunes and subscribe so you can get all new episodes directly onto your phone. If you do like the show, we'd love for you to take a minute and give us a 5-star rating and review in iTunes. It really helps us out and allows us to create more shows. We're on Twitter at Bronx Pinstripes and the same on Facebook. You can always find us there talking Yankee baseball. Thanks again guys for your support. Really appreciate it and go Yankees.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.